And you're joining us for another edition of Sparks Notes. It's been a hot minute, but you know what? There's a little less going on during the fall and winter months, but I'm always excited to get this man back in the studio. It is Jock Headblade from Visit Unforgettable Forgottonia, previously Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
I think I've got all that right.
Yeah, you've got it spot on. We are still the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're just doing business as Visit Unforgettable Forgottonia.
It's a snappier name, and it, you know, kind of drives people at that point. Because when you say the Area and Conventions Bureau, it's a little boring.
Yeah, it's a little stuffy, right? You'd think, though, that if we were going to rebrand, we would try to come up with something that was shorter, but somehow it's longer and more complicated.
Sure, a little bit, but it also harkens a little bit to the history of the area, because when somebody asks, what's Forgottonia, that opens up a whole can of worms.
You know, it really does. And, you know, our theory was that very thing, that if you don't know what it is, it'll make you curious. And it turns out, as we've been working with other entities and marketing companies and that stuff, and people in the metropolitan areas, they actually really grab onto it. They like it. They enjoy it. And that's what we're going for here. Our duty, of course, is to serve this community, but indirectly through the other people that we bring in, visitors from outside of the area, right? Mm-hmm. So if those are the people that are attracted to that, then it's working.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially when you talk about the people who like those kind of roadside, kitschy kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. A story like that is exactly something that pulls on them.
It is a fascinating story, and people want to hear it. And we just recently got written up in Illinois Country Living Magazine, got the cover story just talking about Forgottonia. It seems that it's circled back, I think, with what we're doing. Certainly, got to give a lot of credit to Forgottonia Brewery for, you know, bringing that back into the fore. And people are curious again, because there's a couple of generations out there that don't remember when this happened back in the late 60s, early 70s. So there's interest.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's exactly what you're driving for. Now, today we are talking about the thing that's on everybody's mind. We're getting one day closer and closer to one of two big events. And I don't really want to get too far into the second one. Let's talk about that first one on May 9th.
Yeah, that's going to be the unveiling, finally, after six some odd years of work, of unveiling Macomopoly. And that is the world's largest Monopoly game on the downtown square. Why are we doing this? Well, because Lizzie McGee was born here in Macomb. She happened to invent the game Monopoly. And we're doing this on May 9th because that happens to be Lizzie McGee's birthday.
Just so happens. Why don't you kind of give us a little bit of your background with this project? Because this has kind of been your brainchild for a while now.
I mean, I don't want to take full credit for the whole idea of this, because the idea in some ways is kind of elementary and almost the first thing that you think of. And that is that our downtown square is remarkably like a Monopoly board game. But I will say this. In 2015, a book came out called The Monopolist. It was written by Mary Pylon, who I've just recently been emailing with. And she revealed in that book, doing the whole background of Monopoly and its sordid history, that Lizzie McGee invented this game called the Landlord's Game that would become Monopoly, that she was born in Macomb, Illinois. And after New York Times picked up a story, different stories came. And by the time we got it, which was probably in about 2016, maybe 15 or 16, we were talking about it with people here, and particularly Adam Kozlowski, who owned the Cosmic Game Store, and what we could do about it. And it was my brother was the one that pointed out the obvious fact of, isn't our downtown square very much like a Monopoly game board? So since that time, I've been thinking about this. And then, of course, the opportunity arose about 3 or 4 years later for me to take this position here. And that was the first thing I said that we have to work towards doing. And so we put together a 5-year plan. And now after 6 years, we're going to make that 5-year plan finally come true.
It's got to be kind of nice to finally see everything come into fruition. We've got the statues that are going to be going on the corners. And if you haven't paid attention to Visit Unforgettable Forgottonia's Facebook place, they got periodic updates on how those are coming along.
Yeah, those we actually have a live cam that you can watch and stream for Gabe Stevens, who's creating these out of Biggsville. And these are going to be stainless steel, giant Monopoly type game pieces. So we got a pair of dice that are going to actually spin. We've got a giant Lincoln's stovepipe hat. We're going to have a representation of the Monopoly game and the Landlord's game split in half, so you can actually see, you know, what that evolution looked like. And then the final one will be a large game piece that's actually in the shape of Lizzie McGee herself. It would be a statue of Lizzie McGee. And those will go on the four corners of the inner part of the square. For those familiar with the Macomb downtown square, there's been sculptures there in the past that Duke Ausler has put up. Mm-hmm. And he's worked with us on this, and he and the city have given us the permission to use those for this project, and we're very happy that we get to do that.
I mean, how could you not? It's a great idea. And actually, the more I think about it, like, even if, like, the idea was elementary, I think the advancements in technology, especially being able to create an AR game, kind of makes it a more seamless project.
It does, and it really, we are going to be using state-of-the-art technology for this. You know, there's been a lot of people out there that think that we're going to, you know, paint the whole downtown square and make it look like a Monopoly game, which, you know, from promotional purposes and your drone shot, you know, that's what I always see, and that would be great, but it's not practical.
It's novel.
We've got a beautiful downtown. A beautiful downtown square. And, you know, this is a square that I grew up with and I am very, very, very proud of. So we don't want to sully or cheapen that. Now, what we will do, and the compromise that we came down to, so that you at least have some kind of representation of the game board, because as you know, you're going to play this game via an app in your phone. Now, you'll use the downtown square as your path, as the game. You'll be going past the different businesses. There'll be kinds of trivia about the buildings, the businesses, coupons that you can get in those businesses, and interesting stories about Lizzie, trivia, Lincoln, all of the stuff that we know here in Macomb that really makes Macomb shine while you're playing this Monopoly game going around. So to give at least the downtown square some representation of that, on the four corners of the square where Sullivan Way and the different alleyways are, where Go is, where the jail would be, where the free parking would be, where the go-to jail corners would be on your traditional Monopoly game, we will have sidewalk slicks that represent that. So you'll have a Go square down there and you'll have a go to jail square and I Love Macomb square and a jail. And these are going to be made out of very thin, extremely durable aluminum that sticks down and becomes semi-permanent. They will last for several years, can be replaced, but the key thing here is that they can be taken up at any time and put back down if we need them to. So it's permanent, but semi-permanent is the way we have that. Now, you know, who knows what happens in the future? I mean, what I'm hoping is at some point that we could get to the point, and I think that probably the technology is always already there. It's a matter of the cost on this, right? But that you could have small LED light projectors that could shine down onto the sidewalks that would give you, you know, a stop on the board game. But that would be certainly not permanent. And you turn the lights off, it's not there. I think the key there will be, do we get LED lights that are strong enough that in the middle of a summer sun that they'll work and reflect, or what do you do there, right? But that's for down the road. And by the way, this is the first phase of the downtown development of Macomopoly. You know, there are other ideas that we have, be that other game pieces like, say, the wheelbarrows, those being planters, stuff like this with that we were just talking about, the LED lighting and that stuff. But we'll see how this works and how this goes and how the general public and the community adapt to this and react to it. There are pathways to growth for this, and we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah, no, and this is like I alluded to before, this is definitely one of a myriad of projects that is keeping the Bureau's attention at the moment.
we're staying busy.
I mean, this is the early part of the year and things might not look like they're happening, but believe you me, under the water, the legs are just frantically
exactly
kicking.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. We look like that duck where we're calm and cool, but underneath it, it's like, yeah, it looks like you're having a spasm.
And then of course, like I said, we're not going to get too deep into the weeds, but of course, looking forward, the next big thing for the year is Heritage Days.
Yes, before we get to that, though, I want to say that May 9th date that we're doing the unveiling is open to the public and everybody, and we'd love to see everybody down there at 11 o'clock to watch us literally unveil. We're going to have veils on each one of the statues and unveil those and take those off. So we invite everybody, their friends, family, the whole world, come on down.
That's right, everybody. Let's go flood the square.
There we go. There we go.
I think that is a fantastic idea. But yeah, coming up later this year, of course, Heritage Days, the big one every year.
Yeah.
And it only gets bigger with each passing year.
It seems to. It's become its own little behemoth. This year, the dates of that are the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of June. And we're doing great this year. I mean, we'll have our beer tent back. The carnival will be here. That's all booked. The large petting zoo and, of course, a pretty good lineup of musical acts that we've got coming in, which we already have booked and signed. And we're really looking forward to them. I hope we've built a reputation where there are names that are going to be playing there that aren't necessarily household names, but that if people that have come in the past, they may not know what the band is, but once they've seen the band, they know who they are and they know that they're going to get good quality entertainment. And we're bringing entertainment in from all over the place. The farthest we've got them coming from this year is Los Angeles, California. We've got a band coming in for.
Oh, that's quite the trek. Yeah. I know we're being a little dodgy about it. Maybe a little hint or a nod as to who we got.
I can give you the lineup.
Oh, let's hear it.
So if you like Chicago blues, we're going to be having Joe Pratt and the Source One Band. They play a lot of Chicago blues and a little bit of Motown and that stuff to mix in there. Flatbed Fords, which play the music of the Eagles. These guys are good. You can imagine how good of a band you need to be if you're playing and hitting those harmonies. And this is a group, unlike some other groups, that do it all live. There's no click tracks. There's no sweetening through tape loops or anything. They're playing it and they're fantastic. In fact, the leader of that band is the creator and the manager of the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is in Joliet, Illinois. I talked about the band from LA. They're the Triptides. They're kind of a sunwash psychedelic pop band out of Los Angeles, California that'll be in. We also have Stringfield, which is, let's call it Grateful Bluegrass. It's the bluegrass versions of Grateful Dead songs and a lot of other bluegrass songs. Big Wade and the Black Swan Theory, if you like funk, soul, with a little bit of jazz thrown in, these guys are unfreaking believable. And then we're going to wrap things up with Davey Knowles and his band. People might recognize him from being on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He's also been produced by Peter Frampton. Frampton calls this guy one of the new legendary guitar slingers of the era. Hmm. So it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good show.
I should hope so. That's quite the nod from a guy who's on his way into the Rock Hall of Fame.
Oh, you know what? Who else I forgot that we got in there? And I can't believe I forgot this. We also have Rocky Peter. And if that name's familiar, it's because he was an American Idol finalist. So we got him here too.
It's a diverse lineup as well. So yeah, you know that there's a lot going on. And of course, all of the attractions you've come to love, plus more, because like I said, it's been building every year. And then I do believe it's going to become a bit of a tradition, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th.
You know what? This year, because of the lining up of that with the May 9th unveiling, It was a little much for us. Oh. So it's not going away, but we are going to move that to November. We've noticed that the springtime and the times that we're doing this, people are either gone or aren't around. We're going to move that this year to November, right before the holidays. It's going to be the holiday pie auction so that you can come in and get all of your pies for the holidays right there that first week of November. We'll bring freezer bags. You can take them, you can freeze them, and you can get everything you need for the holidays right there during the holiday season. So that's when we're going to be doing that.
Well, yeah, and hopefully that doesn't inspire too many people to go overboard on the pumpkin pie.
I hope they do go overboard because we take all of that money and we put it right into Heritage Days. So.
Sure, yeah.
So please go overboard.
Go ham if you have to.
if you have to, do that.
But so there you have it. There is more than enough going on. It might not seem like it, but I think all of the organizations in town, they are working their hardest to make 2024 truly something special, especially Visit Unforgettable for Gatonia. Lots going on. And
yeah,
I'm sure as we roll down the road, we're going to get more and more details on everything.
Well, we're trying to do our part. I will have to say that I feel just so positive about the future of Macomb, McDonough County, and Unforgettable for Gatonia. Well, we're moving in the right direction. And for those that don't think we are, just take a look around. And we got, you know, new businesses, national businesses that are coming into town. The downtown square looks absolutely beautiful. We're moving the ball forward, but all of the players are working their butts off in this town to make this town an even better town than it already is, and this county. And, you know, these processes move slowly, but we are moving in the right direction. And I couldn't be more proud or more excited about it.
I mean, ultimately, that's the important part. As long as you're moving onwards and upwards, that's the way to go.
And that's what we're doing. We certainly are. And thank you for your help here. It really makes a difference.
I love getting you guys out here, getting the platform, talking about some of our local organizations and the things going on, because they're worth talking about.
They are. And they're fun. It's a lot of work, but when you know you're working towards something that's going to be great for the community and visitors, and you can see things moving in the right direction. I wake up every morning and I'm excited to go to work. And I feel really lucky to be able to have that feeling every morning.
That is definitely a fortunate feeling. In the meanwhile, is there somewhere somebody could hit you up if they had any questions or wanted to get involved with any of these wonderful events coming up?
Yes, because I should mention that there is a way for Macomb businesses to be involved with the Monopoly game. And because within that app, we are allowing for coupons to be put in for stores, you know, buy one, get one free, 10% off. And this is at no charge whatsoever to any of the businesses, because our real key in doing this and why we want to do it is to drive our visitors into the local businesses. So to answer your question, to find out more about that, you can either call us at 309-833-1315 or go to visitunforgettableforgatonia.com. And you can check out anything that we've got going on in that website with find out more about Lizzie, about our Looking for Lincoln One other thing I should talk about that I want to just throw in here for a second is that we're working on right now is that, you know, we've become an Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area. Mm-hmm. And it looks like within the next month or two, we will be nationally recognized as an Underground Railroad National Heritage Area. And we'll have more information coming about that too, but that'll just be another attraction and another bit of us being able to shine the spotlight on this rich history that we have here in McDonough County.
So yeah, believe you me, there's a lot coming up from Visit Unforgettable Fort Gatonia. So keep your ears to the ground. And as I can get you in, we will be talking about all of that.
I always appreciate it. And I always love shooting the breeze with you, brother.
Absolutely. Jock, I want to thank you so much for stopping out today. And we'll talk with you in the future.
Take care, Sparky.